Hey, what's going on, Teddy? How you doing, man?
Good. All right. That's all good, man. Let's put those headphones on. Push that.
There you go. Teddy Bridgewater. How have you been, my friend?
Been good.
Good
been.
To see you. This is Teddy. This is Kevin Lynch. He was former Mr. Basketball in the state of Minnesota, okay. Played at the University of Minnesota, played for the Charlotte Hornets with uh-oh. Larry Johnson, okay. Alonzo Mourning, Kendall Gill.
Oh, man.
Del Curry.
Steph's daddy. How old's he? What? Played with Steph's dad. Oh, my God.
I know.
Seriously.
Right now.
Teddy, you like the NBA Finals?
I do, actually.
Who do you think's going to win and why?
I'm hoping that Golden State wins it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a huge LeBron fan, but. You know, I think it's time for a change.
Do you follow the NBA relatively closely?
Not really. You know, I only watch NBA basketball during the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, the seasons are so long, and I'm not much of a basketball fan. So.
But you're an elite sports mind. So if you were to massage your sports mind right now, and I were to say, Teddy Bridgewater, devise a plan to slow LeBron James, what would it be?
I say... Be physical with him.
Yeah.
You have to continue to knock him on the ground and, you know, try to get inside of his head.
Okay. I thought your work a month ago in Louisville was masterful.
Thank you.
Being a guy who's worked at the – I've been a racetrack announcer for 23 years. I've worked at racetracks for about 27 years. I can't say from Santa Anita to Hollywood Park to Del Mar to Canterbury Park to Churchill Downs to Saratoga to all those places, I've ever heard anybody execute, "Riders up!" as well as Teddy Bridgewater
wow.
at the Kentucky Derby,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, PA.
How great was that?
It was amazing. You know, I was honored, for one, to be chosen to call the riders up. And you know, it was a great event, great day. It was my first time actually attending a race. And
wow.
I was just bummed by the whole day.
You played at Louisville? It's your first time at Churchill Downs?
Yeah, I'm actually on a different side of the wall, you know, this time around. When I was in school, I had the opportunity to work. You know, at the Kentucky Derby, work one of the security gates. And now you fast forward my life 3 years later, I'm actually attending the races and calling
wow.
the riders up.
Holy cow, in the paddock, which I would imagine was jam-packed, right?
Oh, yes. You know, I actually saw some big-name guys there. And, you know, I was pretty starstruck myself. My mom, my family was there with me. We all just had a blast.
Who did you see? Like, who were some of the biggest stars?
Oh, man, saw a couple country singers. I'm not much of a country guy. I can't remember their names.
Yeah.
But
but you remember the belt buckles.
Oh, yeah. The huge belt buckles and the yeah. pointy boots.
Welcome to the racetrack, man. That's what the racetrack is.
Right.
I mean, I've been around it so long. That's why it's just like when I come out here, this is different than like a regular world. The racetrack's different than a regular world. And the winner of the Derby that day, American Pharoah, this Saturday, man, he's trying
yeah.
to sweep the Triple Crown.
Right.
You going to watch it?
I'll try.
Yeah, about 5:45, something like that. Got
oh,
to
yeah.
find a TV, come down to Canterbury or something.
Yeah, I should be able to watch it then.
Yeah, because there hasn't been a Triple Crown winner in 37 years.
Wow.
The how about the dresses and the hats
man.
And just the pageantry?
Right.
I've never been to the Kentucky Derby. I've actually never been to Churchill Downs.
Really?
But I've seen it a million times. And a lot of these tracks, Teddy, at which I've worked, they treat their Derby Day kind of like the Derby,
right?
With the mint juleps and the hats and the dresses. But wasn't the pageantry really second to none?
Oh, yes. It was amazing. You know, you see some creative hats, you know, and it just blows you away. You know, some of the dresses, those hats with the flowers and everything on them. And my mom, you know, she had a hat herself, but it didn't even compare to some of the hats that we saw.
You had a hat, too.
Yeah, I had a hat. you know, Coach North Turner's been giving me a hard time about that hat. You know, he said I could have did without the hat.
Well, I thought the hat was cool. Where'd you get it? Banana Republic? Tommy Bahama?
I actually just bought it at one of the stores in the hotel that I was staying in.
Oh, Teddy.
Yeah, it was a last-minute hat. you know, I had one hat, but I had wore it the previous day, and I didn't
yeah.
want to repeat. So.
Teddy, with all due respect to my favorite quarterback, when you go to the Kentucky Derby, you can't get a hat from a hotel lobby.
Oh, man.
I mean, planning has to go into it.
It was a hat store, though, and they specialize in oh. selling hats for the Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
So.
That changes
yeah.
things.
There we go.
Absolutely
yeah.
changes things. Now, what's new with you out here? You having a good time? You got your guy back last Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm having a blast out here. Glad to be back. The guys seem pretty happy to be back also. We're excited, you know, about this team. We know that we can continue to get better, and that's what we're doing out here each day, coming out and just practicing and striving to get better.
You know, I remember talking to Adrian last year at Mankato after a Monday night passing scrimmage. You know, and it was a part of training camp where, quite honestly, this time last year with you, Castle, or whomever, you guys were kind of tearing up the defense a little bit. The new Zimmer defense is hard to learn. Then there came a time in training camp where I remember Audie Cole picked you off in the back of the end zone.
Yep.
I'm not saying that things completely flipped, but the defense jumped up a little bit.
Right.
Then there was that Monday night passing scrimmage, and you were fantastic. And I talked to Adrian after, and he's like, did you see our rookie? I mean, he was so excited to play with you. Then we had the situation. He's gone. Castle gets hurt. You're in.
Right.
Seriously, you've never played a game with Adrian Peterson. That's weird.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, we had so much adversity last year. And I think, for the most part, we did a great job of just, you know, handling everything as pros with all the adversity. You know, Matt, Jarek, Joe, those guys did a great job for us last year. And dating back to training camp when Audie Cole did pick me off, you know, that just speaks volumes for this team where, you know, there's a roller coaster, a momentum wave that you have to ride. One day the defense is going to come out and beat the offense, and one day the offense is going to come out and beat the defense. And that's what makes the team better. Each day we're competing to get better, and I'm just pretty excited for these guys right now.
Teddy Bridgewater on the 9 to noon show from Organized Team Activities. How was your body at the end of the year?
At the end of the year, my body was pretty much broken down. You know, if you think about it, for most rookies, we come in right after the draft is football time. You know, we get no off season because we're as soon as we graduate from college or declare early for the NFL draft, we have to get right into training. So we've been going since our junior year, our senior year training camp, and then we declare for the NFL draft or graduate. And now from January all the way until May, we're training, getting ready for the draft because we have to be ready once OTAs come. So it was a long season. My body was pretty broken down. No injuries, though. But,
yep.
You know, I'm glad that I haven't had an offseason to recover, and I'm ready to go.
I've had a lot of people locally and nationally ask me this offseason, you know, what some of my favorite Teddy Bridgewater moments were from last year. And you know, for the most part, there are a fair amount that I can call upon. Your first TD run against Atlanta, first TD pass against Buffalo, the Miami game, which I thought was terrific. But what impressed me most about you, for what it's worth, is how you bounced back from the Lions game at TCF Bank Stadium.
Right.
You know, you look back at it, you tried to force the ball to Cordero.
Yep.
Jennings is open, back center of the end zone, so you missed a guy,
right,
which I know would bug you. You got hit a zillion times and sacked eight times. You know, and some people could have gotten pissed off at the offensive line, upset at themselves for missing a guy. Business as usual for you, man. Had a bad game. Let's bounce back, get better as the season goes on.
Right, and that's what comes with playing this position. You have to have short-term memory. You know, there are going to be balls that get away from you throughout the course of a game. You can't control every throw. You know, a ball may get batted at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, that's something that I've come to realize. And, you know, you have to just have short-term memory. And also to some of those hits and everything, you know, I fought myself.
You yep.
know, Coach Turner, he was on me constantly last year to make quicker decisions. And, you know, I felt that I started doing a better job of that towards the end of the season, and felt that we finished the season on a good run, but we didn't make the playoffs, and you know that's never what we're selling for. A
couple of quickies to close here. What do you like working? What do you like about working with Mike Wallace?
Mike Wallace. You know, the thing I like about Mike Wallace is he's a fast guy. He brings some speed to that room. You know, Charles, Jarius, Cordero, Adam, those guys are explosive also. But to add Mike Wallace into the mix, we all know what type of career he's had so far. It's just pretty exciting. I'm pretty excited for that receiver group.
And finally, I've known Sean Hill since 2002, since he was undrafted from Maryland. That was my first year calling games here. And what do you like working with Sean? I mean, Sean's seen a lot during his career.
Yeah. And the thing I love about Sean is, you know, he brings something different to the room. You know, he's in the league. He's been in the league for about 13, 14 years now. And, you know, like you say, he's been everywhere. He's played with guys who thought they were the man coming in as rookies. And he's seen guys who had busted careers and things like that. So, you know, for me, I'm glad that he's able to share some of those stories, because now it tells me, you know, I have to continue to be a pro each and every day. I can never be complacent. You know, a guy who's in his 13th or 14th year is still continuing to compete with a young guy like myself. You know, that speaks volumes of him. You know, any guy his age could just, you know, easily just wrap it up, you know, and in their career, but he's still out here competing, and I love that about him.
Good to see you again, man.
Same here.
Thanks a lot, Teddy.
Thanks, no problem.
Kevin, say bye to Teddy.
See you, Kevin. Man. Good luck.
Nice meeting you.
All right, Teddy, good luck. Thanks, Tom.